Siman Tuf Reish Lamed Dine Defonos HaSukkah. So the Mishnah says Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph in Masechah Sukkah. After a discussion, the Mishnahs are mostly discussing the Schach. Then the Mishnah goes on to say Kulan Ksheros L'Defonos, all the different types of materials and different situations that are no good for the Schach, Kulan, Ksheros, the Defanos, they're all kosher for the walls of the Sukkah. So right before this Mishnah, the Gemara over there, Sukkah Yud Beis Amud Aleph, also appears in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Gimel, teaches us that, how do we know what's kosher for Schach? So we learned it out from a pasuk in this week's Parsha, Parsha 3a. Chaga Sukkos Taselcha Shivas Yamin, Ba'ospecha Miganecha Umiikvecha. And we learn out, Rashi over there on the Chumash tells us, first of all, Chag Sukkos is called Chag HaAsiv, Dover Acher, Shemesachachin Eses Sukkah, Bepsoles Goyim V'yeker, that the Schach that's used for the Sukkah is the leftovers from the threshing floor and from the wine press, the leftover vines and branches and leaves. So Rashi in Rosh Hashanah goes on to explain it has to be something that grew from the ground. It's now detached, and it is not mekabel tumah. Now Rashi in Sukkah points out on the first Mishnah in Daf Beis, and he points it out again, not too far after that. Al Shem HaSchach Kruya Sukkah. The Sukkah is called Al Shem HaSchach. And the Iker rules of what materials can be used is referring to the schach. The defonos can be made out of anything. Then Rashi then Sukkah Daf Yud Beis asks Akasha from the Braisa in Sukkah and Daf Vav Amud Beis, because the Braisa and that Vav on the base brings in a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, which we're going to discuss at length this week. The Tanakhama says, how large must the sukkah be, or how many walls do you need? Shtayim kilchosan ushlishis afilu tefach. You need 2.5, what we call 2.5 walls. This we're going to discuss at length tomorrow. 2 walls, and the third wall can even be a tefach. Reb Shimon Omer, 3 walls, and the fourth one can be a tefach. The Gemara wants to know, over there, Sukkah Dav Vav, what is the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon? And the Gemara says they're arguing about the 3 psukim, or 3 times that the word basukos appears in Vayikra Chaf Gimel. The pasuk says, basukos teishu shivas yamim. Continues the pasuk called Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos. That's the second time the word Basukos appears. It appears Chaser without a Vav. And then the next pasuk, Laman Yedu Da'asechan Ki Basukos Oshavti Es B'nei Yisrael. And that third pasuk of Basukos is with a Vav. That's written Malek. So this whole discussion, how to understand it, different ways of understanding the Machlokas, Ayin Shom, Sukkah, Daf, Vav, Almud Beis. But what do we see? Rashi points out that the walls are also learned out from the word basuko. So it's not just Hashem HaSchach Kruya Sukkah. Sukkah refers even to the walls. If Sukkah refers even to the walls, then we should seem to have the same requirement of the walls like we have for the schach. It should have to come from the ground. They have to be detached. Not makabel tuma. Rashi answers Kasha on Daf Yud Beis. And Rashi answers that no, over there, when we're discussing the walls, it's learned out Misua Dekro Yalfina Velomi Mashma Usa. It's learned out from the fact that the word is extra. It's not learned out from the Iker word basukos. Hilkos sukos tasa miganecha aschocha hu dekoi. The word ba, what is that? Chag hasukos tasalecha. Chag HaSukkos Taselecha, there, that is that Iker word refers only to the Schach, and therefore we learn out that it's the Schach has to be made out of Psoilus Gorin V'Yekev, the leftover things that grew from the ground, detached, not Mekabel Tumah. And the words of the sukkah are learned out from the fact that these words, basukos, are written, are extra, and therefore that teaches us the number of words, and how that's learned out is the machlokes over there between Tanakama and Reb Shimon, but it's that we don't learn out from there, b'psoras gron v'yekev, that has nothing to do with the walls, that has only to do with the schach. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, siman, tof, reish, lamed, zif, aleph, kol hadvarim, sherim, lidefanos. All materials are kosher for sukkah walls. And Mishabur explains if katan aleph the mashmos hakosiv da sukkos taseba us becoming garnachom yikvecha. The mashmos of the pasuk that tells us that sukkos should be made when you're gathering in your produce. The lemeidim mizeh, we learn from this the yasa sukkah mipsolas gar miyakev. Then not just that that's when the yontif comes, but that's how you have to make the schach. Something that's not makabel tumah, and it grows from the ground. Koi aschach dafka, that's only going on the schach. The defanos or ikri sukkah, the walls are not considered sukkah. Sukkah refers to the schach. As Rashi said, al shem haschach kruya sukkah. So the Sharat Tzion at the bottom, Ois Aleph, asks the kasha that Rashi asks over there in Daf Yud Beis. So Sharatin Ois Aleph, Vahadidashinam Basukas, 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 Ludafanos. Like Rashi said, Hainu Misura, that's from the extra word. Vehem Psukim Achirim, those are different Psukim. The Pasuk from where we learned Psoas, Gorim Vieke, this week's Parsha, Parsha Sre'eh. The other two psukim that have the three words of Basukas and Adash and the Sukkah Davav is in Parshas Emor. Basukas Teishu Shudas Yamim, here in the parentheses in the Sharat Tzion, he gives us the psukim. Kol Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukas, Hanki Basukas Hoshavti V'chulei. Avakra, but the pasuk in this week's parsha, the ba'asbacha, ain't a yisur. It's not an extra pasuk. Not an extra word. Upashte koyel eschach, and the pasuk pshat is going only on the schach. Shupshuto shalosh in sukkah, da ainu aschach. That is the pashtus, the word sukkah refers to the schach. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us again, Tov Reish Lamed Tzif. I've called Varim Ksherim Ludefanos. Then the Ramah adds in the parentheses, Ve'ein Tzach La'amidam Derech Gdi Lasan. You do not need, if you're using Defanos that grow from the ground, you don't have to put it, arrange it in a way that it's standing upright. Mishabura Sif Katan Beis Hainu De Lo Midaminan In Yanenu Lululav Deba'in Shiel The Kichaso Dach Gdiloso Dafka Kedilakama Tof Reish Nun Aleph Sif Beis In Siman Tof Reish Nun Aleph Sif Beis. We are going to see that the halacha is by the Arba Minim that you have to hold the Minim Kederach Gdiloson. It's learned out in Sukkah Daf Mem Hey from the Pasuk Atze Shitim Omdim, that the wood that was used in the building of the Mishkan had to be right side up. And the same thing with Dalet Minim, and it's Ma'akev, if you hold your Esrog upside down, that's the wood that was used in the building of the Mishkan. If you hold the Esrog upside down, you're not Yotze. That's why we dafka hold it upside down at the beginning, so that we can make the bracha over Las Yosem before we fulfill the mitzvah. So we hold it upside down, make a bracha, and then we turn it right side up. That's a din by Arba Minim. That's not the din by Sukkah. Why is it not the din by Sukkah? So the Aruch HaShulchan points out, because here there's no inyan at all of using something that grows in the ground. You can use anything for sukkah walls, and therefore there's no room to say it needs to be dafka derech gdilason. It doesn't need to grow at all. By atzei shittim, by the Mishkan, they were limited. What they had to use atzei shittim. By arba minim, you have to use arba minim. When it comes to sukkah walls, you can use anything. If you choose to use wood, so it doesn't have to be right side up. Continues the Mechaber. Even if you have holes in the walls, okay, we're going to spend the next week or so learning about holes in walls and doorways and walls and how many walls do you need and how much wall space is needed and how many openings can you have in the walls. But even if you have more sunlight than shade coming in through the walls, it doesn't matter. The sukkah is kosher. So when the Gemara discusses this on Daf Zayin, I don't know why the Beragola tells us Braisa Sham. Beragola is Beis Braisa Sham from the Mishnah Sukkah Yud Beis. It's not Sham and Sukkah Yud Beis. It's Sukkah Daf Zayin. So there, the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The first Mishnah tells us, when it comes to Schach, if Chamasa Meruba Mitzilasa Psula, if you have more sunlight coming in than shade from the Schach, the Sukkah is going to be Pasul. So the Gemara points out, the Machlokes Tanakama and Rav Yoshia, that when we're talking about more sunlight than shade is Pasul, that's Machmas Schach, below Machmas Defanos. We're referring specifically to the sunlight coming through the Schach, not coming through the walls. Rav Yoshia says, even through the walls. Abaye goes on to tell us that a number of Tanaim, including Rav Yoshia, are all of the opinion that Sukkah Diras Keva, Ba'ina, the Sukkah must be a Diras Keva. When you have an Amora list, a bunch of Rishonim and tell us they all hold the same thing, so that's called a Shita, and the Halacha is, we don't paskin like a Shita, it means that these are all even though it adds up to 4, 5, 6 Tanaim, whatever it is, but they're each considered a Das Yachid in their particular Machlokes, and therefore we don't pass like a Shita. The Sukkah does not need to be a Diras Keva. Sukkah is a Diras Arai, and therefore we don't care about how much sunlight is coming in through the walls. We only care about sunlight coming through the Schach. We do not pass like Rav Yoshia. We pass like the Tanakama, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch tells us over here. Afil chamasa meruba mitzilasa machmas hadafanos. Even if there's more sunlight than shade coming through the walls, Kshera, the Sukkah is Kshera. Continues Rama, Haga mikamakom lo yase adefanos midaver sherecha ra. So now the Rama tells us two things. One, don't make the walls out of something that smells bad. Number two, odaver shemisyabesh toch shiva lo yeboshir mechitza. Don't make the walls out of something that will dry up and disintegrate and disappear, and it's not going to make it through the week of Sukkot, and you're going to not have a sheer mechitza. Let's say the height of the walls have to be 10 tefachim. So if you're making it out of, lettuce leaves, and they're going to shrivel up and dry up and dry out, and you're not going to be left with your mechitza, the 10 tefach mechitza. So that you should not make the walls out of. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan. Hey, Odaver Shem is Yabesh v'chulei Rotzulomar. Da'anina me'kiilu kvar nis Yabesh. We look at something that is going to dry out over the course of the week. We look at it right now as if it's already dried out. La'ayin la'el simin tof reish chav tes if you beis ba'ago uv mishabura sham. If you look at tof reish chav tes, sif you beis. So there they're talking about using something like that for schach, something that's going to dry out and disintegrate and fall apart, using it for schach. So the rule is that we're going to discuss this at length in the coming weeks. Schach pasul in the middle of the sukkah pasuls with 4 tefachim, but if you have air space in the middle of the schach, it pasuls with 3 tefachim. So if you have something that's pasul, you have lettuce leaves. Lettuce is food. So let's say it's makabel food, makabel tumah, schach pasul. And you have 4 tefachim. We have 3.5 tefachim. So it's less than 4 tefachim. It should not passel the sukkah. However, because it's going to shrivel up and dry out over the course of the week, we view it now as if it's already shriveled up and dried out, and as if it is air, and it's as if you have 3.5 tefachim of airspace, and 3.5 tefachim of airspace can passel the sukkah. Now, over there in Siman Tafresh Chav Tes, The Ramah says, "Komasha darku liyabish tochshiva." Anything that's normally going to shrivel up and dry out within 7 days, miyad, right away on the first day. Danina leki ilu yabish. We view it as if it is dry. V'havi avir uposa begimel afilu minatzad. And then we look at it not as posel schach, but as airspace, which is going to posel with three tefachim even on the side. Schach posel on the side of a sukkah. We say dofen akuma. You have up to 4 amos. That's a huge amount. That's like 24 tefachim. But here, because it's going to dry out, we view it as if it's air, and it's going to posel on the side of the sukkah with 3 tefachim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over there in Sifkat and Lamed. Hey, Gozu, Rabbanu Me'ashta, Chazal made a gzera, because it's going to dry out, and you're not going to be on top of the game. So we view it as if it's dried out right now, and we view it as if it is airspace. However, the Sharat Ziyun at the bottom, Ois, Nun, Hey, again in the middle of Siman, Tov, Reish, Chav, Teth, brings down a whole deal, and amongst the Rishonim and Achronim, is this a Din Rabbanan, or is this a Din Daraisa? The Mishnah Berurah here brings down, says it's the Rabbanan from the Levush. Prima Gadim has a Suffolk. The Rashba brings down 2 opinions. The Rambam sounds like it's Daraisa. It sounds like on a Torah level, the Torah does not recognize that Schach as if it's there at all. It's not Schach Pasul, it's Avir. So it'll be the same thing with the walls. It doesn't have the status of a wall. Okay, that's the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan. Hey, discussing the second case of the Ramah, where you're using for a wall something that's going to dry out within 7 days. We view it as if it's already dried out, and you should not use it. It's going to passel your sukkah, and the schach is going to passel, and it's going to sound like it's going to passel even in the walls. Whether it passels Daraisa or Darabayan, so that we said is a discussion. Now, what about using walls that are davar shereicha ra, bad smelling walls? Okay, what's wrong with bad smelling walls? Mishabur sifkotun da'alami davar shereicha ra, shtichayshina, we're afraid shema machma zayyetze min asukkah. Because it's bad smelling walls, you're going to leave the sukkah. Nobody wants to sit in a smelly room. But b'di'eved, even if you use some bad smelling plant, it's going to be kosher. The walls will be kosher, and even if it's in schach, even the schach will be kosher, as Kamosha Kasav in Tof Reish Chav Tes Seif Yudalim. This is Chazal said not to use something that smells bad, because we're afraid that you're going to leave. You're going to leave the sukkah. You're not going to be comfortable. Continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dal. Im lo shu reach ra she'ein adam sovalto, unless it's a terrible, it's mamish, a terrible smell that people can't handle. After the pasul min haTorah, it could be that that's going to pasul the sukkah min haTorah. Why is it going to pasul the sukkah min haTorah? The ba'ina teshvu kein taduru. Pasuk says about sukkah is teshvu. We need to sit in the sukkah where we live in our house all year long, and nobody lives in a super smelly house all year long, and therefore it could be it's going to pass to the sukkah legamre. Now, because of this discussion, now the Mishnah Berurah goes on, quoting the Prima Gadim. What about making a sukkah in an area that smells? They used to have outhouses, and they used to use the bathroom behind the house outside. And what if your sukkah is within a smelling distance of the outdoor outhouse or the bathroom? So continues the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Dalet. Oh, Kasav, Osen Shosen Sukkah Eitz Abes Hakiseh. Those who make the sukkah near the bathroom outside, the ashpo or the garbage, v'nei shamokum tzalem, because they have nowhere else to make the sukkah, v'reach ra magilem, and the bad smell comes into the sukkah, min haTorah yotze yidei chovaso. So here the Mishnah Berurah says a few interesting things. First of all, he tells us, min haTorah yotze the mitzvah, but you shouldn't bench over there. He brings that in the parentheses. Kidileel siman ayin tes seif beis ayin sham b'deri shona sheposku kein ha'achronim. So the Shulchan Aruch and siman ayin tes seif beis brings down a discussion. A person, if there's soa in his vicinity, in his dalet ames, he, even if it doesn't smell, he's not allowed to make a bracha. But if the tzawa in a different room, even though he's within Dalet Amos, if it doesn't smell, he can make a bracha. So what if the smelly tzawa in the next room, and he's in this room, and the smell's coming in? So does the fact that it's a different room, will help him that the tzoa is not going to be a problem if it doesn't smell? But what about the smell of the tzoa? So that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch over there, and the Iker opinion, the Stam opinion, is that it does not help. It helps the tzoa itself, but if the smell comes into the new room, it's not going to help. You're not allowed to make a bracha over there. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here. So therefore he says you can't bench in a sukkah that's built outside near the bathroom because it's going to smell in the sukkah. You can't bench. Now why are you singled out benching? You can't learn. You can't daven. You can't say Alon Tzvi L'Sedayim. You can't say Amotzi. You can't say any brachos over there. So it's not so clear why he singles out Birkas Amazon. That's one question over here. And the other point of it that's very interesting is that he says that you can fulfill the mitzvah. Now, I don't know why he says minatora yotzei dechavaso. It almost sounds like you're yotzei minatora, but midrabana you're not yotzei. But he says minatora yotzei dechavaso, and there is a famous bir halacha in Siman Tov Kuf Peches Hilchos Shofar Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, and there the Mishnah Berurah said bir halacha says he has a whole discussion why. It is you're not allowed to listen to shofar in a makom matuna if you can't listen to shofar in the bathroom. That whole discussion, why can't you listen to shofar in the bathroom? We wear tzitzis in the bathroom. Why can't you fulfill a mitzvah in the bathroom? And he tries to come up with different reasons. So Dershu footnote 2 points out this discrepancy between here where he says that you can fulfill mitzvah sukkah minatayra even if it's a makom matunaf. Whereas by Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, he says not to be yotze mitzvahs shofar in a makom mitunaf. So a little discussion: if you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah, shofar is a ma'isa mitzvah. Sitting in a sukkah, you're doing a ma'isa achila, ma'isa shena, ma'isa shtia, but it's not actually it's a ma'isa. It's not a ma'isa mitzvah. It's a ma'isa that has a mitzvah attached to it, but it's not an actual ma'isa mitzvah. Okay, so that's the discussion. What's the difference between sitting in a sukkah where it's a makom mitunaf, where the Mishnah Berurah over here says that it is his yotzei, versus Tov Kuf Peches, where he says that you're not yotzei listening to shofar in a makom mitunaf? Okay, that is Siman Tov Reish Lamid Seif Aleph.